is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich Jennings, your host for the show, and I'm coming to you live. This is not a recorded electronic file. Not. Flick the tab on Ice Cold One, kick back, and enjoy the jams. One of my favorite artists, one of the top 10 of Rich Jennings' artist list, is pop folk rock singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. One of my favorite songs by him is entitled Farewell to Nova Scotia. So back in 1971, when he was touring England, he had a one-hour spot in the early 70s. The British Broadcasting Corporation, or the BBC, had a TV series called In Concert that featured many great artists doing hour or half-hour shows. Lightfoot is only accompanied by a bass player and lead guitarist, allowing one to hear the songs without the orchestration and or the drumming that sometimes occurred on this studio album. They take away from the song. Farewell to Nova Scotia by Gordon Lightfoot.
Singing on every tree. All nature seemed fine for the rest, but still there was no rest for me. Farewell, Nova Scotia, the sea bound coast, which mountains dark and dreary be. Oh, when I am far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh? I grieve to leave my native land. I grieve to leave my comfort zone and my aged parents, whom I always held so dear, and the bonnie, bonnie lass that I do adore. Farewell, Nova Scotia, that sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and that sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be. Oh, when I'm far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and wish for me? I have three brothers and they are at rest. Their arms are folded and on their breast. Yet a poor simple sailor just like me should be tossed and driven on the dark blue sea. Farewell, Nova Scotia, that sea-bound coast, which your mountains dark and dreary be. Oh, when I'm far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and wish for me? Coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be. Oh, when I'm far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and wish for me?
A boy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down. But she cried again as he rolled away. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. Mother's words echoed again. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. And fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
And that was Rick Astley, accompanied by Lisa Fabian, singing When You're Gonna. And before that, Johnny Cash with one of his great songs, Don't Take Your Guns to Town. Though super songstress Dionne Warwick owes most of her fame to Burt Bacharach and Hal David for their songwriting skills, she released numerous other songs by equally great songwriters, including Andre and Dori Previn, who wrote the theme of The Valley of the Dolls. The movie was about successful but drug-addled, unfulfilled actresses. One of the stars of the film, Barbara Parkins, suggested Dionne Warwick would be suited to sing the vocals, but ironically, Dori Previn sang it in the motion picture himself, partly due to contract complications. Warwick did her own cover, which was a common practice back then, and her version was much more successful than Previn's, charting number 2 on Hot 100.
Gotta get home,
know, as Todd Rundgren, it wouldn't have made any difference. And before that, B.B. King with Playing With My Friends. And you tune in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Jennings Roast as we continue spin five turn CDs, flipping the tapes, and whatever we do with vinyl. Hurricane Smith was 49 years old when he achieved his first pop hit in 1972. But as Norman Smith, he'd been working on EMI Records' legendary Abbey Road Studios in London since 1955. As a house engineer, he recorded all the Beatles' albums through Revolver. He also produced Pink Floyd before taking on his new name. He got his name from 1952, Yvonne DiCarlo flick. Anyway, he was working, again, produced Pink Floyd to become an artist in his own right. Oh, Babe, What Would You Say was his only top 10 stateside song.
Suddenly is permanent, a tattoo. Pierce the skin and the blood runs through. Watch the water boil and I listen. Turn off the television. Oh, my baby.
The way you move is right.
And that was Lucinda Williams singing Right in Time. And before that, Steve Perry singing If You Need Me, Call Me. Although there are a lot of songs about missing the company of an ex-wife, Ambrosia's 1975 song, Holding On to Yesterday, has some very heartfelt lyrics. It was Ambrosia's first major hit, although it's not typical of their sound.
Did beautiful concept that such a thing could be. See it shining on your velvet, faster than fire lying there, while I listen to a couple argue 3 feet behind my chair. Bed and it soaks their voices. Been riding them for a year. Anger they keep on carrying, old birth words in their ear. Sell me a diamond, I have to know if this transaction is the key to let it go. Empty my pockets, you'll find a ring. Is there a crime if no one loses anything? Sell me a diamond, one fluid moment, and seven crows above to be an omen. Sell me a diamond. I just stopped watching news, I guess. You know that would be a gift. Just listen to children laughing and give myself a lift. Maybe I see somebody, kind of someone in the street, and I will give this gift to the next diamond soul I meet.
Michael Jackson released his first solo number one song entitled Ben in 1972. Anyone out there in Radioland know who Ben is? Ben's a rat. Interestingly enough, that was not the first or the biggest song about a rodent. In 1973, easy listening group America released a song, Muskrat Love, charting number 67. Captain Tennille recorded their hit version in 1976 of that same song, and it went all the way to number 4 in the Hot 100. This song really is about two muskrats making love. It's not to be taken seriously, and even contains synthesized song effects to simulate, well, you know, Captain Tennille with Muskrat Love.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in muskrat land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny, and he whirl and he twirl and he tangle, singing and jinging a jangle, floating like the heavens above. Looks like muskrat love, nibbling on as a Susie, honey, would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling her fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle. Thank you.
And that was the Animals singing Bring It Home to Me. And before that, the Pointer Sisters with He's So Shy. So the song Who Will Save Your Soul was released in 1994. It was Jewel's first single and took a long time to find an audience. 2 years after the release, as female singer-songwriters like Sheryl Crow, Sarah McLachlan, and Alanis Morissette became very popular, radio stations started adding the Who Will Save Your Life soul to their playlists. And it was re-released then as a single. This time it became a hit, peaking at number 11 in August 1996, 18 months after Jewel's Piece of You album was issued. This earned them a Grammy nomination for Best Female Vocal Performance in 1997. Here's what got them that Grammy nomination.
To the better. The victims we know so well, they shine in your eyes when they kiss and tell. Strange places we never see, but you're always there. Like a ghost in my dream, and I keep on telling you, please don't do the things you do. When you do those things, oh, my puppet strings have the strangest voice for you. We love and we never tell what places our hearts in the wishing well. Love leads us into the stream, and it sink or swim like it's always been. And I keep on loving you, it's the only thing to do. When the angel sings, there are greater things, and I give them all to you. Oh. Take a ride into unknown pleasure. Feel like a child on a dark night, wishing there was some kind of heaven. I could be warm with you smiling. Put out your hand for a while. The victims know them so well, so well.
Coats and tires. and rest and paint and strength. Oh, yes, I got most anything. Wait, down in my youngest days. So far back in time, I dreamed of hearing that bell and seeing pilgrims who rose, five and die. Plates are 5 or 3 for 10. Thank you, ma'am, for coming in. Oh, look at me, I talk too much. I'm lonely since the mind closed up. I work so late most every night. Never made time for a while.
That was Grandma Lee Smith singing Boone's Five and Dime. And before that, Boy George and his Culture Club doing Victims. So Oklahoma singer-songwriter B.J. Thomas collected more than a dozen hits, paced by the number one single, Raindrops Keep Falling in My Head. I just can't help but believe it was his last top 10 hit for Scepter Records before the label shut down in the early 70s. He would have another chart topper in 1975 on ABC with Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song. But B.J. Thomas first hit the charts as lead singer for the Triumphs. Signed to the Pacemaker Records in 1964, they managed a regional hit with a remake of Hank Williams' song I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, which Scepter Records picked up and charted number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is wild. I'm so lonesome, I
when time goes calling by. The moon just went behind. Falling star lights up a purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could. Somebody new. Oh, oh, no, no, no. It ain't gonna.
Listening to Please, Please, Please by the King of Soul himself, James Brown. And before that, Ain't Gonna Be That Way. That's by Marv Johnson. And you're tuning in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Jennings, your host, as we continue spinning the platter, tuning these CDs and flipping the tapes. Bruce Springsteen's song entitled Letter to You was from an album of the same name. It was released as a single just October 2020. Here, Bruce Springsteen reminisces, writing a letter to someone he loves. The boss seems to be unburdening himself of some existential angst with these words here. I took all my fears and doubts, and besides unburdening himself of existential angst, he's imparting his experience with all the hard things I found out. Well, when Springsteen's Letter to You climbed to the top of the adult alternative chart November 14, 2020, it ended an 18-year drought since Springsteen's last number one song, The Rising. Great song by the boss.
Summon all that my heart finds true and send it in my letter to you.
My took all the sunshine and rain. All my happiness and all my fame. The dark evening stars and the morning sky of blue. And I sent it in my letter to you. And I sent it in my letter to you.
And that's Quinn Soul herself, Aretha Franklin, with Ain't No Way. And speaking of ain't misbehaving. One never knows, do one, from Ron Dante. So Men at Work's super hit entitled Who Can It Be Now? It was released in Australia in 1981. It was gradually released around the world where it got a great reception. But CBS Records in America dragged their feet. They just didn't release it in America until the middle of 1982. So by that time, the song had already hit number one in Australia. The timing worked out well, though. The group was able to complete an Australian tour and join Fleetwood Mac as the opening act on their Mirage tour, which ran from September to October 1982. You know, by the end of the tour, Who Can It Be Now was number one.
Don't come down here no more. Can't you see? childhood friend. Here they come. First feelings again. Who can it be now? 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 He said the men come to take me away. Why do they follow me? That I can see, it's just my fantasy.
Well, they couldn't meet. The walls run high. Two bells swelling tears.
Thank you. You're listening to BBC World Service on Fishhead Radio, KFSK, Petersburg.
Week, our big Arts House shout-out goes to Alnur Amlani, who listens in Lagos and wrote to tell us how much he enjoyed my recent interview with Isabel Allende. For now, from me, Nikki Beatty, studio manager Duncan Hannant and producer Oliver Jones, see you next week.
This is the BBC World Service. Join Shirley Gilbert as she tells the story of Jewish cultural life in Nazi Germany.
In the early years of the Nazi regime, a Jewish cultural life still managed to survive. The Jüdische Kulturbund offered a program of theatre, dance and music for Jewish audiences increasingly ostracised from mainstream society.
Music that survived the Nazis at bbcworldservice.com/documentaries. This is the BBC World Service, and on our website you can explore more of our programmes from documentaries to science. Listen and download at any time by going to bbcworldservice.com. On air, online and on smartphone, this is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.